Hey Transformer family, we're back and in this session we're discussing the power of accountability. Like, share with someone you feel will benefit from this message, hit subscribe and the notification button to always get the latest leveling up content. Let's get into it. The power of accountability. This is about recognizing that choosing to take responsibility for the results in our lives gives us power. The more responsible we are for our decisions, our words, and our actions, whether it be in the past, present, or future, the more opportunity we have to improve how we show up in the world. Choosing to be accountable causes us to avoid making excuses and blaming external circumstances. There is great power in being accountable, which means being responsible or answerable to yourself, your family, your employees, your employer, your faith, or even your cause. Often we think the key to being fulfilled is dependent on external circumstances. However, life does not just happen to us and it doesn't owe us anything. You may feel you deserve to be treated fairly or that others owe you basic decency, for example. And although these external circumstances are desirable and can help with satisfaction and fulfillment, they are not the answer. Fulfillment comes when we begin to take responsibility for all outcomes in our life. Each of us has the power to choose how we will think and act regardless of external circumstances. It's when we begin to realize that we always have a choice and put that into practice whilst weighing up the consequences of the choices we make is when we begin to harness the power of change. So where can we begin becoming more accountable in our lives? Well, it starts really with the power of purpose. The first step of being 100% accountable is to get clear about what is important to you. What do you value? Values represent our guiding principles and influence our attitudes and how we act. There are several processes to help you determine your values. Now, for more on developing self-value and how to apply value to different key areas of your life, check out our videos on value application. We'll leave the link to this series in the description box below. But for the purpose of this session, it's about truly aligning your behavior with what you say you want, taking responsibility for the things that are most important to you. How does that give you power, you may ask? If you allow life to just happen to you, it will fill up with trivial activities. I sometimes hear others and myself from time to time say things like, I'm too busy. But make the time for things that you value most. It will energize you. It will force you to become efficient and effective. You are practicing taking back power over your life. If you believe family is important, for example, schedule family events first. Having a purpose in your life gives you power. As you look back at your days and weeks, you have made time for the most important things in your life. You will have a greater sense of satisfaction as you exercise more power and control over your life. How can we take accountability for our past? Well, there are several ways to do this, and one of them is to fail forward. This simply means learning from our mistakes. I haven't always made the greatest decisions in life. At one point, I started a business without having done my due diligence. Years later, I had depleted my savings and my house was up for repossession. In the end, I was forced to give my house back to the bank. Now, whilst this was devastating, it wasn't the bank's fault or anyone else's that caused me to lose my home. It was the consequences of my choices and my actions. I changed direction with my business, I found a nice rental house, and life continued. I know firsthand how painful it is to lose your home, but blaming others for our predicament only hurts us. We give away our power to change. If we believe our problems are generated externally, we may think we have no choice. If we think nothing we do will matter. We may choose to do nothing. This will cause us to remain stuck in our current situation. The more we think like this, the less power we have to change our circumstances. This thought from Viktor Frankl applies. He said, "When we can no longer change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. This is the very heart of accountability." Now, another way that we can take accountability for our past is to be the cause. So forget blame, blaming yourself, blaming others. Be accountable even when things that go wrong, which are not your fault. Recognize that you make mistakes. When you are willing to shoulder more responsibility, more opportunities will come your way. Be the cause means you recognize your results are caused by your actions. It is the law of the harvest. You reap what you sow. So this is essentially the Newtonian physics law of cause and effect, and it's very applicable in our lives. What is cause and effect? I can't say enough about you are the cause. So believing this gives you power. So for example, the psychologist and Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl once said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom and power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and freedom." The truth is that no matter what challenges or stimulus we experience, we have time to choose our response. Viktor Frankl lost his entire family in the Nazi concentration camps. In the camps, everything was taken from him except the one thing he and you and I have that can never be taken: choice of what we think. So how can we take accountability for our present? Well, one way is to learn up. This is learning from those who have the ability to teach us something. We've all heard that knowledge is power. Taking responsibility to increase our abilities to act, and then taking action and being accountable for those actions is power. Think about the cost of being ignorant. Alvin Toffler once said, "The illiterate of the future are not those who can't read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn." Can you afford to not be responsible for your constant learning and development? Find mentors, experts, and coaches who can help you to learn up. Stick to this channel, for example. Another way is to choose your thoughts wisely. Your thoughts are the architects of your destiny. What you read, watch, and listen to will create positive or negative thoughts, leading to positive or negative patterned responses, which will lead to outcomes. Everything in this world is made of atoms, and atoms are made of energy, and energy is made out of thought. This has enormous implications for the power of your thoughts. Your thoughts determine your results in business and in your personal life. Napoleon Hill says, "Thoughts are things." Sounds nice, but do you believe it? Perhaps you've heard of self-fulfilling prophecy. The science behind self-fulfilling prophecy is really quite intriguing. Dutch physicists Niels Bohr and Werner Heisenberg discovered the mere act of observing subatomic particles influenced the way they behaved. This is known as the Heisenberg principle, meaning our thoughts influence matter. Thought is what the universe is made of. Matter and energy are two of the forms that thought takes. The Heisenberg principle has been applied in psychology. We know that just observing people in test groups, for example, influences the outcome of the experiment. The power of accountability is about recognizing that choosing to take responsibility for the results in your life gives you power. It gives you power to take more responsibility, which gives you more opportunity. Choosing to be accountable causes you to avoid making excuses and blaming external events, as we've already said. When we blame external circumstances for the results in our lives, we become victims. When we think the cause of our problems are external, we may not change and grow to get different results. We don't have power to change the economy or our boss or our partner. But we do, however, have the power to change ourselves. When we understand this, we have the power to change our circumstances and results. So how can we take accountability for our futures? Well, one way is through goal setting. However, traditional goal setting doesn't actually work for the majority of people. Despite great intentions, most people aren't able to achieve what they set out to accomplish and are left feeling like failures. A great example of this are New Year's resolutions in particular. They're a major sticking point when it comes to goal setting. Every year, about 60% of us make New Year resolutions. Sadly, very few of us actually manage to keep them. Year in and year out, this cycle continues, leaving your dreams and goals lost in the land of inconsistency and despair. So accountability is an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility or to account for our actions. In this case of goal setting, the notion of accountability can be applied in two ways. The first way is internal accountability, that you, the goal setter, take your goals seriously and make yourself fully committed to them and accountable for them. Another way is external accountability. So this is about finding somebody such as an accountability partner. This person will be responsible for holding you accountable to what you say you want to accomplish. When you combine these two factors, your chances of achieving your goals increase dramatically. So an accountability mindset means always planning to find and commit to an accountability partner to accomplish any goal you have. Committing to the project with an accountability partner ensures you make this project a priority. And if an accountability partner is good at troubleshooting and handing out advice, they may have some skills to help you push through any problems or obstacles you may encounter. Problems that could otherwise make or break your commitment to your project or your goal. Please comment below on how this has helped you. Remember to subscribe for more. Let's commit to being accountable in everything that we do going forward and up-level our lives. Until next time, Transformers, thank you for listening and take care of you.